Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Greetings and welcome to episode 44 of Rock This Town Radio at TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my always production assistant, Cuddles the Cat, we're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in the 412. That's Pittsburgh, PA. And as always, the Kaiser of Deviant Legion Network, Carl, is here.
Kaiser, I like that.
Yeah, listen, I almost called you the guy. I almost called you the Godfather, but you're a fucking German just like I am. So. Yeah, Godfather doesn't work. How you doing,
nah,
buddy?
Nah, I'm not Italian.
You're fighting through that sinus shit, huh?
Yeah, I'm fighting through that. Anyway, I'm going to say you've got lots of music to go through today. So I'm going to say thanks a lot, and we'll talk after the show, all right?
Okay, man, enjoy the show, and we'll get this rolling.
I will. I'm taking notes. I'm letting you know.
I know you are.
All right,
okay,
man.
Get out of here. Okay, tonight we are traveling back to 1968, a pivotal year in world and American history. We just celebrated Martin Luther King Day last Monday, and the reason I picked 1968 was that was the year Dr. King was assassinated. Also, a gunman shot and killed Robert F. Kennedy while he was on the campaign trail that same year. 1968 was the year of the Democratic National Convention riots, the Tet Offensive in the Vietnam War, student protests and uprising all over the world. It was also the year that man first orbited the moon in Apollo 8, and Richard Nixon was elected president of the United States. And in 1968, Cass Elliot of the Mamas and Papas introduced David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Graham Nash to each other. And later that year, they formed one of the most Ike trios ever. As you know, we lost David Crosby 3 days ago at the age of 81. Tonight we are revisiting 1968 with some of the greatest music of the 60s decade and in rock and roll history. Some of these songs may have been released earlier, but they enjoyed their greatest chart success in 1968. We have lots to cover, so let's talk and more rock. Before I begin, though, I am dedicating this show to my late brother Greg, who took me as a 10-year-old kid, 6 years younger than him, and led me on the path of my lifelong rock and roll journey. And here we go with the best of 1968, and our first set is Steppenwolf, Manfred Mann, and the Box Tops.
We can climb so high, I never wanna die.
Thank you.
Love the bass line in that song. Okay, we're moving on to set number two, which includes The Rascals, Sly and the Family Stone, and The Occasions.
It's a beautiful
yeah.
Okay, we're moving on to set number three now, and it includes classics 4, IV, Deep Purple, and Hugh Masekela, if I said that right.
In the cool of the evening, everything is getting kind of groovy.
Okay, we're moving on to set five. I'm not talking a lot. I got a lot of music to play, but I will be posting a set list on Facebook after the show. So set number four, actually, Jimi Hendrix, Aretha Franklin, and the Grassroots.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there to drink my wine. Plowman dig my earth. None will ever own the mine. Nobody of it is worth. We'll be right back.
made it to our halfway set, which is number 5. And this one will have Simon and Garfunkel, the Rolling Stones, and Clarence Carter.
Hey, hey.
moments. What would I give just to have you near? Tell me you will try to slip away somehow. Oh, I need you, darling. I want to see you right now. Can you slip away? Slip away. Slip away, yeah. Oh, I need you so. Love, oh love, how sweet it is. When you steal it, darling, let me tell you something now. How sweet it is. Slip away without him knowing you go. Then we could meet somewhere, somewhere where we're both are not known. And just can you slip away? Slip away. Slip away, yeah. I need you so. Slip away, baby. I'd like to see you right now, darling. Can you slip away now, baby? 'Cause I got to see you. I feel a deep burning inside.
Okay, we have 9 sets of 3 songs, and this is set number 6 coming up. Crazy World of Arthur Brown, The Supremes, and the Bee Gees.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you
fire.
You know you've been
looked at me and he smiled. Said, come and walk with me, come and walk one more mile. Now for once in your life you're alone, but you ain't got a dime. There's no time for the fool.
This Town Radio with TC, and we're celebrating 1968 tonight, and our next set is Moody Blues, Amboy Dukes, and Big Brother in the Holding Company.
Just beginning to see on the street. Looking good, and baby, deep down in your heart, I guess you know that it ain't right.
Okay, Janis Joplin's birthday was last Thursday, and set number 8 coming up, Cream, Tommy James and the Shondells, and Archie Bell and the Drells.
Devastation. in Houston. We just started a new dance called the Tighten Up. This is the music we tighten up with. First, tighten up on the drum. Come on now, drummer. I want you to tighten it up for me now. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on that bass now. Tighten it up. Yeah. Now let that guitar fall in. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on the organ now.
Yeah, you do the tighten up.
Set coming up, set number 9 on our 1968 show, and we have the Chambers Brothers, the Doors, and the Beatles.
Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't care
Carl when I saw one of our favorite comedians, Stephen Wright, back in the day. He brought out a guitar and said, I'm going to play everything the Beatles ever recorded. I won't do all of Hey Jude.
Great song, though.
Yeah,
I don't care if it goes on that long. It's a great song.
Oh, yeah. It could have probably went another minute and we'd still be okay with it.
Yeah.
So, 1968. I think you would have to look
through.
So, we
were 10 years old. Okay.
Yeah,
we were 10
years old.
And there are two songs on that set list I went absolutely batshit crazy about. What two songs do you think they were? And this is back when I was 10.
Okay, Fire.
Yeah, you're absolutely fucking right.
Fire. And I'm going out on a limb here and say Journey to the Center of Your Mind.
No, okay. That was too... No, it was Dance to the Music, Flying Fantasy.
Oh, there you go, sure.
And
sure,
the reason for that, more than anything else, is that vocal break. That vocal break, though I'd heard Ella Fitzgerald at that time and a little bit of scat, that vocal break made me want to really dig into doo-wop.
Oh, nice.
And stuff like that. And of course, Fire, you know, just the song itself. It was a year or so later I actually saw him perform that on, I think, Ed Sullivan.
Yeah.
But man, you know, he was the reason I went back to people like Lorman's Screaming Lord Sutch and, of course,
sure.
Screaming Jay Hawkins and all
yep.
that. I mean, I had to, you know, those were seminal points, both those songs. And my growth in music.
Back to Dance to the Music. Sly and the Family Stone, they really, I mean, they were the first integrated and male and female members in rock and roll, basically.
Yep.
And they opened a big door for a lot of people. I read a quote that one of the critics, and I'm going to bring this up again because I am featuring them on my Black History Month, but said there was two eras of black music.
Mm-hmm.
The first
before
was
Sly
before
and after Sly.
Stone and after Sly. Yep.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what.
And of course, another thing about Sly and the Family Stone, do not think, you know, James Brown, and James Brown basically begat George Clinton, but don't think that George Clinton didn't notice Sly and steal some of
sure.
that.
Oh, sure. I mean, Sly opened
the
door
and
for
of course
so many people.
That.
Yep. So I think you would have, I mean, you could go through the years and look, but I think 1968, just all these songs. And remember now, a lot of those bands like Steppenwolf, which had two songs on the charts. Cream had a couple songs. The Beatles had a couple songs. So, I mean, there was – I started out with about 45. I got it down to 27. And I couldn't go any lower than 27 songs. I mean, there's just too much. But have a little – you want me to run through the birthday list real quick?
Yeah, do that, man.
Okay, I'll run through the birthdays. We're not going to play any songs, but just to give you an idea. Let's see. Today, Sam Cooke, born in – 1931, died in 1964. Steve Perry of Journey is 74 today. Also today, Michael Hutchence from NXS, who died from autoeroticism. His birthday was today. He was born in 1950, died in 97. Let's see. Monday, Anita Pointer, one of your girls, born in 123-48, died on New Year's Eve this last year. Also Monday, Robin Zander of Cheap Trick. He'll be 70 Monday. Tuesday, Ray Stevens will be 85. Neil Diamond will be 83. And so will Aaron Neville. And also Tuesday, another one of our favorites, Warren Zevon, born 124-47. Died in 2003, and John Belushi, Thursday, 124, 49, died in 82. And Tuesday's also Jules Holland's birthday. He'll be 65. Wednesday, another favorite, Carl. It's all our favorites are birthdays. Etta James, born January 25th, 1938, died in 2012. Lucinda Williams, who I've featured before. She'll be 70 on Thursday. And Thursday's also Eddie Van Halen's birthday, born in 1955, and he died in 2020. Friday, Elmore James, born January 27th, 1918, died in 1963. Bobby Bland, born January 27th, 1930, died in 2013. And Friday's also Nick Mason's birthday, longtime drummer from Pink Floyd. He's 79. And Saturday, Gene McFadden, born 01-28-49, died in 2006. And Sarah McLachlan's birthday is Saturday. She's 55. But everything will be, they'll all be on the list there. What do you got for us, Carl?
I want to come in for a second and just mention someone who just passed away, who people may not know. Do you know the name Jerry Blavitt?
I'm not sure.
Okay, so Jerry Blavitt was a DJ, and he was called the Geeter with the Heater. He was from the Philadelphia area. And when I was 10 years old, which is 1968, I was living in Morrisville, PA. And when I heard Sly and the Family Stone, he had a show where he would do all these old songs from the 50s. And so that was one of the things that I listened, and he had great compilation albums too. And he was a great DJ. He was in the same era as Alan Freed. There was a book that he put out, articles and interviews with him, where he really went into the payola and how that era was. And so I just wanted to mention that he just passed away actually on Thursday.
How old was he?
He was 86, I believe.
Oh, okay. So he was maybe pretty influential in the Philadelphia sound.
Absolutely, he was.
Yeah.
There is no doubt about that. In that area, you know, he was the man for rock and roll.
Cool. Kind of like cousin Brucey and Alan Freed and all those guys. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Exactly.
Well, there you go. And we have some listeners in the Philadelphia area that are our age or older, and they probably know who you're talking about. So that's cool, man. Thanks for bringing that up. What do you got for us this week, buddy?
Well, you know, this week we're a little light. I'm still trying to pull some things together, but we've got a couple shows coming up, okay? One show I do want to mention that we did last week is a show we did, Director Spotlight, Roberta Finley. And that one was with Whit Straub and Peter Alunis and a number of people. And she's an exploitation director, and we really, really had a great show. And so look for that in the archives. Okay, this Tuesday, and we've got it down the rabbit hole with Rachel, and we're going to be discontinued products we still love. So, you know, the Choco Taco was just kicked to the curb, you know, but there's a lot of them out there. This was a show that she came up with, and then we ran with it. And we're just going to ask that everybody who has a product that is no longer made that they still love, please call in and share with us. Okay?
That's pretty cool. My mind's racing right now. I'm thinking of Jarts and stuff like that.
Yeah, Jarts. I remember that shit. Absolutely.
Jarts,
and, of course, that's going to be at 8 o'clock, too, on Tuesday.
Okay. Well, hopefully I'm not busy. I'd love to chime in on that one.
Yeah, please.
I'm working, of course, on the
group chat that, you know,
okay,
people
cool.
call in. So. And also on one – excuse me. I am sort of recovering from a sinus infection. Wednesday, Doc will be back with us with Voices from the Bog, and that's going to be at 7 o'clock. And then on Friday, we have Cathode Ray Mission. Adam Ferenc is going to have a group talking about homicide life on the street. So that's what we have so far set up for next week.
Cool. I was going to do my show on Saturday, but looks like I'm not going to be busy on Sunday now, so I will do it Sunday night. You want to say something about that, Carl? Why I'm not busy next Sunday night?
No, that's you. So you say something about it. We'll get that rescheduled. That's not a problem.
Yeah. No, we're okay. All I got to do is change the day. But, I mean, I wasn't going to do the show on Sunday because I was hoping that my Buffalo Bills were still playing. But that kind of went by the wayside
today. Yeah, my condolences, my friend.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm already over it, so. You know,
I'm not over the Steelers yet, so hey.
What am I
going
to do? I'm going to wake up tomorrow. I'm going to work. You know what I mean? Nothing changes.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing changes. 25 days before pitchers and catchers report for the Pirates, so you and I are happy about that.
Absolutely.
When the Pirates start the season tied for first.
Which only lasts usually a day or two. But
yeah, a day or two, they're stuck in the cellar, but. That's okay. But my next show, which will be Sunday, we're coming up on the anniversary on February 3rd. I think it's a Friday, the Friday after next Sunday. And it's the anniversary of the plane crash in Clear Lake, Iowa, which, you know, it claimed the lives of Buddy Holly and Richie Valens. And J.P. Richardson. So, next Sunday, and that was in 1959, February 3rd, 1959. So next Sunday, my show is called The Day the Music Died. Of course, that line comes from American Pie, Don McLean's song, which he wrote about when that plane crash happened, The Day the Music Died. But I'm expanding it. I'm actually, but... Richie Valens and J.P. Richardson, you know, songs back then were 2 minutes. So I'm going to do a double shot of each of them, 6 songs in the first set, and then I'm going into other sets. My next set would be other artists who died in plane crashes, then artists who died in motor vehicle accidents, then artists who were shot and killed, and then... artists who died of drugs and alcohol, and then artists died of suicide. So I'm going to have a happy fucking show next week. Good music, just
good
to kind of forget,
God,
about why they're, you know, why
okay,
I'm playing them.
Right now, I'm telling everyone, get your Santax prescription, okay? Seriously.
I'm not going to drag everybody down. You know, it's just the day the music died. The day the music died when you know, every one of those guys, people died, the day the music died. So that's what the whole context is. That'll be cheery. I'll say, hey.
Absolutely.
And this guy got crushed, you know, I got hit by a tractor trailer or something. But his music's still going. Okay, well, that's next Sunday on Rock This Town Radio at TC. Can't believe we pulled it off, Carl. 27 songs. Oh, yeah, by the way, everything we mentioned here and our shows, you can find all our great podcasts right here on the Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or find any of our shows in the episode archives on demand whenever it works for you. Okay. We did it, Carl. 27 songs. I remember you said, Jesus, when I said, yeah, I'm going to do 27
songs.
Well, I
did. I said, Jesus Christ, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Good God.
Well, more rock, less talk. I shut the hell up and was able to pull it off. So, but yeah, I timed them all out and made sure we were okay on it and came out to like a minute or an hour and 35 minutes of music. So we're all good.
And that's exactly what it came out to. I actually came out to an hour and 37 because of the intro.
Did it really? Okay, cool. Marvelous. Okay. Anything else from you, buddy?
Nope, not a thing.
Okay, then I think we're going to wrap this up. And that was fun. That was fun. I don't know if you.
Hey, don't forget about your YouTube.
I'll do that too. But yeah, I'm just gonna say that I don't know if you could probably go through other years and look at songs, but I mean it'd be hard to find a year that like 1968 that put out so many good fucking songs. Just incredible. And I'm glad
I'm sure you could do it. The era I always think that was best for music was like from about 67 to 71.
There you go. And this is right in the wheelhouse. Now, 69 was probably a good year. That was when Woodstock. Actually, if you see all the bands that started in 68, I mean, you got bands like Yes, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and there was like 15 bands that started in 68 but never recorded till 69. Kind of why Crosby, Stills, and Nash wasn't on here. But anyways, yeah, 69, when Woodstock and everything, 70, sure. All great years, and you're right, and that's where it all. I mean, it didn't begin there, but it kind of perpetuated it. Took it to another level.
But that was a great era. I mean, I was 10 to 13 or 14.
Yeah,
and you know that was an era that everything you listened to the radio constantly, and it was just a great era.
Yeah, right. Hi-Fi Teen Time, WESP.
Oh God! I wasn't living in
oh yeah, you weren't
that
there
point
at the
time.
Time. That's right.
I didn't get there till 72. So
okay.
Oh well.
Hey, you didn't miss much.
I know miss much. Trust me.
All right, buddy. All right, man. Thanks for stopping in again, as always.
All right. Always a pleasure, TC. Always a pleasure.
All right. I'll give you a call after the show. All right.
All right, man.
All right, buddy. All right, check out my YouTube channel at TCC77 for concert videos. I've shot at shows around the country. That's TCC77 on YouTube. And thanks, as always, for listening. And Cuddles the Cat and I hope you have a safe and happy week. And as us cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side.